You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
It doesn't take much to get us going, and I'm in there too, you know. And so we think about, so what we do is we look at ridiculous things, so we laugh at them rather than cry, right? Thomas Cook was an adventurer, English, UK guy, and he started a travel agency. And so they do vacations, still do, out of the UK there. So they come up with a list. And I would imagine after the thousands of people, you know, that have been on vacation, some people are going to have some unusual complaints, right? And it's very interesting. Like, you go on a holiday to Spain, they were complaining they had a problem with the taxi drivers because, well, they were all Spanish. you see what I'm talking about? You're like, what? You know. As a mom and grandma, you know, you can look at the kid, you know, and that's how they complain about that. They complain it's too sandy on the beach. The beach is too sandy. This is an actual complaint. We had to clean everything when we returned to our room. Isn't that the truth? All the time. The sand is everywhere. Man, how can they do that? Well, there was something about the sand. You know, like, no one told us there were going to be fish in the water. The children were scared. I think that's up to you to explain. But my kids were, too. Same thing, but, you know, that's kind of the way it is. And this is absolutely true. When we were in Spain, there were too many Spanish people there. The receptionist spoke Spanish. The food was Spanish. No one, you can hardly get through this. No one told us there would be so many foreigners. Oh, I see. Well, I just want to say, if you go to the Dominican Republic with Corrine and I, with the Crossover Cups mission, in January coming up, we got that trip. Check it out, right? They speak Spanish in the Dominican Republic.
You're funny, all right? Okay. You're a scream. You'll get a job at one of those excursion boats.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The Sound of Life.
Anniversary today, a sad day, kind of. It was when the Nazis found the Frank family in Amsterdam, the whole family there. They found them. Somebody turned them in. They had been hiding in an attic for a couple of years. Imagine that, living in fear like that. And of course, very famous member of that family was Anne Frank. She was a teenager, young teenager. She had been keeping a diary. She didn't take it with her. See, they hid everything out. And even though the Nazis searched the place, somebody found it later. And her, amazingly enough, her father, Otto, survived the concentration camp. He was the only member of the family to survive. They all got split up and got sick. Most people got terribly sick, typhus. So she died. Not to be a downer or anything, but I studied about kind of the way the Nazis worked when they came into a town and a city. What they would do is they would find a man, a head of the family, that was Jewish. And they would make friends with him. And they would say, we will protect you and your family if you give us information. So, you know, over the next weeks and months and years, turns out, you have to give a little bit of information to protect your family. What would you do in that situation? That's an incredible situation that's so sinister and evil that they'd get put into. You know, to be able, and they did that as a common thing. People still do that in regimes around the world. That's how they get information and stuff. And they promise them, we'll take care of them. But you know that the longer you live and the longer this goes on, the shorter that fuse gets. And so it was somebody that probably was friends with them. And they were like, I'm down to not having much information. And so he probably told them, you know, this is where they are. Now, it's interesting because everybody, even Anne Frank's good friend who survived, who died just in October of 2022, it's incredible. Everybody's gone into eternity now. All those decisions that they made, not to get real super deep on you, but Anne Frank's diary was found, and she said a lot of things. And as a teenager, you can understand that. But one thing she said, carry with you, she said, I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Hey, a big day today on a fun Friday. It was probably a Friday when the water balloon was invented. Certainly, you know, it was in August, right? 1950. The inventor, they say, is Edgar Ellington. They said it was setting out to make waterproof socks. I can understand that, but accidentally created water grenades, as they called them in those days, known as water balloons. I think truth of the matter is his children probably made water balloons, and he's like, oh, look at that. That sounds pretty cool. And we all know what happens, right, when we're outside playing. And, you know, as I said before, we've got those, I had those little plastic squirt guns, go about 3 feet, you know, and then somebody come around the corner with the water balloons, you know. No, ow, ooh, it's all over, going inside now.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker, you are.
The Sound of Life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show. Yes, Beverly, what good thing has happened lately?
Yes, I just had my 8th grandchild.
Wow. Still
so
a blessing.
I'm actually going out there on Sunday.
Where's that?
California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for the month.
No kidding. Wow, that is pretty neat, Beverly.
My daughter has to go back to work, so I'm going to help her out for a couple of weeks.
So you, now, how many, they're not, all the 8 grandchildren aren't all right there, right?
No. I have them all over.
Okay, good. I kind of pictured them all together. And I went, wait a minute, she didn't say that. Okay. So that's good. Well, that's pretty amazing. I hope you have a great, wonderful, blessed time in California.
I plan to.
All right. What's going to be the best part of, well, taking care of the grandkids? You don't care what happens.
Yeah.
You get the grandkid.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I enjoy my time with them.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I recently heard the definition between mercy and grace. You know, you're in a hurry to get to work, and you're in a school zone, and you're speeding, and you get caught, and you get stopped, and you're like, oh, man. Oh. And the officer says, I tell you what, I'm going to forgive your speeding ticket. No ticket today. That's mercy, right? But on top of that, your sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus. However, through his resurrection, oh, my friend, you have been adopted, resurrected with him too, to spend eternity in his home. And that's when the police officer says, you know, we'd like to give you a gift of $1,000. You know, that has never happened. But it did happen with the grace of God. It's pretty amazing. That's the song from Mercy Me. It's called Wholehearted. Right? I think of these things off the top of my head, and I'm like, I get in trouble. You know, just because I ramble on, kind of. As football coach, you know who he is, probably, because he coached Notre Dame. Everybody around here loves Notre Dame. But he also coached a team I was rooting for where my dad went to school, North Carolina State University. It was early in his career, and he was very successful there. In fact, Lou Holtz is one of a kind because he has coached at 6 college teams, and he's taken them all to postseason, of course, including Notre Dame. Very famous stories coming out of that. And, of course, he's known as a Christian. He is... been very refreshing as a commentator for some network. I don't know, you know, carrying football in the fall. But he once said this. I just got a hold of this. Want to be happy for an hour? Eat a steak, said Lou Holtz. Want to be happy for a day? Play golf. Want to be happy for a week? Go on a cruise. Want to be happy for a lifetime? Put your faith in Jesus Christ.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I'll tell you about Stephanie. Stephanie was 5 months pregnant with her first child when, unfortunately, her baby's heart stopped beating. She was devastated. As the days went on, she was nervous about returning to work. Stephanie is a 6th grade teacher, and she didn't know how she was going to face kids. After going through this, and just yesterday, after 4 weeks of recovering, Stephanie walked into her empty classroom, turned on the lights, and glued to the wall were hundreds of color-papered butterflies, each with a handwritten message on it from current and past students. All the messages had encouraging words, like keep moving forward, We're all thinking of you. Know that we love you. It was exactly what she needed. You know, sometimes it takes one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.